Take that.
Can I be?
Got it. Is he done?
Yeah, he's back on his perch.
Alright, well, let's look at that last one. Man, he went through fast.
You still have that other one in there.
Okay, he's chasing something.
That's fine.
So something bizarre just happened. Yesterday he was not making the sound, and now he's making the sound again.
Holy cow, how'd that happen?
Well, I only cut a very small part of his feathers.
Is this playback off here? Yeah.
Is this playback?
Maybe he's just...
Did anything happen at all?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if anything happened at all.
To the microphone.
Did anything happen?
June 18, 2008, at the Kern River Preserve on the territory of VBL. VBL-01 with a crew with high-speed video.
Yeah, but he went the other way again. That's not the take I want. I framed the birdcage out and he flew right across the frame.
The recorder was not on when he started diving, so it did not get diving.
It was fast.
So we've got a battery change up. Now this is still on take. Oh, you're playing back too.
The recorder was not on when he started diving, so I missed most of the dives. He did 9 dives. Sounded like to me he produced the dive sound, at least most of the time. Albeit maybe somewhat weakly.
What the hell? He went through and I said...
It was the right male because he had a white mark on his head and he flew straight back to his regular perch when he was done diving. This is a male that we've plucked as R4s and also the trailing...
That's not worth... Let me do it. Let me
trailing about 6 millimeters
sure
of the tip of his R5 feathers. So this is different from what we found yesterday, so it may have been that he needed to preen his feathers or something like that.
Directions he flying?
Well, I guess he's not flying anywhere. I don't see him. Yeah, but that was right at the very beginning. I had another one where he crossed the frame. And there, I tilted. It was after I tilted up. Maybe that's it. I don't know. That's the beginning. No, that's not worth saving.
Okay.
No. That's all we have, man. Just that little bit right there.
Back at one. Is this an endpoint for one? How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Just save that one.
It sucks. It's also shooting at the speed. I mean, it's no question.
Yeah, but he zipped through the frame. I said, take it. That it should give us 2 seconds. Unless what I saw on the monitor was not a bird. Or another, you know. So we're saving that other one?
Yeah. And
then you gotta swap the Mac battery?
Gotta swap the Mac battery.
Alright.
I think that was a guy.
We're saving.
Dive 2.
Can you abort the save?
Dive 3.
Can you abort the save?
I can't, I'm aborting now. Hold on.
Dive 4.
Okay,
dive
we're ready.
Dive
5. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready.
6. Dive 7. Dive 8.
Shit, where is
dive
he?
9.
There he is.
Coming this way. Dive
right
10.
Above. Right above.
Let's go back to his perch.
Blew that.
Yeah, he was over. He was just over off the camera.
I know, I was trying to see him monitor it.
To the microphone, that was the male diving to a natural female on his territory. The bottom of the dive was about 20 meters from the microphone. I did not have a chance to grab the microphone and point it towards him. However, I did not hear any tail sounds produced during those dives.
I know.
But he's really active at this time of day, Chris.
Yeah, this guy is kind of the exception, though.
Do you have playback?
Let's see.
The wind hasn't really picked up yet.
Yeah, let's see. Here's a... Call that in.
In.
And then to the end of the clip is out.
Basically. How about right here? Is that out?
Yeah, that's good. Where you were.
Okay.
Like there's a good out point right around in there. Damn it! It's also difficult because of the background. We have the trees. probably scared him.
He didn't do a dive, he just went over to his perch.
He's up on top. The wavy aspen behind him, and it kind of.
Oops, we have to go.
Wait, he just left.